SF mayor announces $3.75 million redirected from law enforcement to black businesses. By Penny Starr on May 6, 2021. The mayor of San Francisco announced Wednesday that $3.75 million will be taken from the city's police and sheriff's office budget to go to help black organizations. Mayor London Breed issued a statement about the Dream Keeper initiative that will fund nonprofits that serve the black community. Across this country, and in our city, we've seen how the black community's economic growth and prosperity has historically been disrupted and marginalized, Breed said in the statement. We have invested our resources in a way that lifts up and supports African American small business owners, entrepreneurs, and the entire community. The San Francisco Chronicle reported on the development. As part of the initiative, the Office of Economic and Workforce Development awarded funds to 17 black-serving community organizations to provide services for African American businesses, entrepreneurs, and their communities in San Francisco. Organizations awarded the funds include the San Francisco African American Chamber of Commerce, San Francisco Housing Development Corporation, and the Children's Council of San Francisco. The funds will be used to provide economic relief from the pandemic, help start, stabilize, or grow existing black businesses by offering consultations and legal guidance, and support African American cultural preservation events. Funds will also be used to establish community hubs that stimulate cultural and business development and provide education and resources in historically African American neighborhoods such as Bayview Hunters Point, Fillmore/Western Addition, Potrero Hill, and Visitation Valley. This funding represents an investment in the community and addressing the wealth and opportunity gaps created by years of biased policies and approaches. Cheryl Davis, executive director of the San Francisco Human Rights Commission, said in a statement. There is tremendous talent and potential that has been stifled by our biased policies and strategies, Davis said. Neither the report nor the statements explained what portion of law enforcement's budget would be affected by the cuts. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.